We're going to need to talk tomorrow, Gus warned, his eyes glinting thanks to one of the gas-powered streetlights. The natural flame gave him a dangerous look.
I don't want you getting weird, or freaking out, or thinking this is some passing thing. I want a real plan.
I was taken aback. You're not a planner.
No, but you are. That's how I know you'll stick to the plan.
I stared hard into his eyes, debating. He wasn't part of my plan. He knew that, which is why he wanted me to adjust the plan so there was room for him. Could I? Being rigid had gotten me places I never dreamed. Could it get me him? The idea sent a shudder down my spine.
Look at me, Moxie,
he said in a low voice as he gripped me tightly against him, his hands never leaving my ass as he squeezed.
I'm not asking you for forever right now. We need to spend time together, out in the open, and not playing games. I'm asking you not to make your decision about us until we've had that time.
It was a simple request, I realized. He needed reassurance, too. I had qualms about his family and things from his past that had been hinted at, but I didn't yet know about. He likely had some qualms about me. Trust was earned, not freely given. We would both have to earn it. Fine. I kept my voice low. I won't make any decisions right away. Unless you're bad in bed. He made a snorting sound. I'm being serious, I insisted. I haven't dreamed about you 100 times to have it go badly. No pressure, though. I sent him an impish grin.
100 times, huh?
His fingers trailed down my cheek, and for some reason, that simple gesture felt desperately intimate. No pressure, I repeated.